Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, January 30th, 1951, giving context to butchers and butchering in Barbados, the Barbados Advocate, in its article, Banned in the Market, highlighted the ongoing culture and changing conditions within the borders of Bridgetown's Western Market. Over time, the market operated from different locations, including Jubilee Gardens, but at the time of this report, it was located on the present site of the Barbados Agricultural Development Marketing Corporation, BADMC, where Maurice Greenidge tells us there were cattle sheds and an abattoir. As it related to the business of the market, it tended to be at its busiest on Saturdays and Sundays and was the liming spot for fishermen and even lorry drivers delivering sugar to the Bond House, which was in close proximity. In highlighting the atmosphere in the market, the paper reported, quote, "It was a regular thing to hear in the market a woman complaining about too much fat being on the meat she was offered. The reply the butcher always gives is that he did not make the meat, and he also bought the fat," end quote. The newspaper also detailed that the butchers rented stalls in the building where the old slaughterhouse was located. The old wood and galvanized building was outfitted with stalls which were only constructed some 6 years earlier. The butchers rented the stalls with the cost varying according to size, ranging at $15, $10, and $5 monthly. Fitzgerald Springer was one of the oldest butchers in the market. He told the Advocate that he had been doing business from the market for 25 years and that the old slaughterhouse had been there before he was born 51 years ago. As the article revealed, there were a number of changes over time and included the supply of meat to the market. At the time of the interview, it was revealed that about 1917, the market was supplied with local oxen for slaughter in the days when these animals were largely used on the plantations. Additionally, meat was imported from Venezuela until about 1925, when those imports were discontinued. By this 1951 article, most of the meat was coming from Australia. On this day in 1951, the effort to bring change to the butcher's market was marked by a sign banning whistling and dogs from the market, but this fell on deaf ears, and the cultural norms continued to override intended change.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.